few things that we tried to do with the state finances through the Treasury and working very closely with the administration and the legislature that we think are moving things in the right direction, but we have a lot more to do. It's really based on three principles. One is lowering taxes. Does anybody here think that Rhode Islanders don't pay enough in state and local taxes? We do. We pay much too much. So that's the first. We need to lower taxes. When I was in the state legislature in 2002, I led the change of the capital gains tax to try to eliminate it. And we've got it down from one of the highest rates in the region down to one of the lowest rates. And as part of the larger change within the tax structure, obviously, we need the total tax burden to be the lowest rate, not the highest. But again, did that. I was the Lone Ranger at the beginning. I remember sitting in the conferences with the leaders of the finance committees, and I'd always come back to, we need to lower taxes, we need to lower taxes. Massachusetts just reduced this tax, or Connecticut is changing that tax. We can't be the outlier on the graph. They finally gave in. We lowered that tax. Secondly, transparency. As Bill Murphy said, you can't allow things to be done in some back room with nobody caring or wanting to know the details. We put in Treasury all our spending online in real time about a month and a half ago. And within a week, the governor put up the Department of Administration spending online in real time. With our groups working together, we were able to make that happen. Many people said you can't do it, it'll never be done. We did it. One of the first states in the country to have a movement to put it on the online plus. Third thing, we need to have the strongest financial management practices of any state in the country, period. We get high marks in this area in Rhode Island, believe it or not. If you read the rating agency's write-ups about our state, one of the areas that we always score very high with them is our financial management practice. And that stops with